Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Take Back Your Health Radio. This is Robin Shirley, your host. And today I am back after taking 3 weeks break, just a little hiatus to clear my thoughts and get my head together and get some a little bit of vacation this summer from doing too much with blogging online. Anyway, so we're back today, and I really want to share my story with Lyme disease because according to the Centers for Disease Control, it is the fastest growing disease in the United States right now, and that is beating out cancer and heart disease. So I know you're out there. I know those of you who have Lyme disease are struggling and looking for answers. And I hope that my story today can shed a little bit of light on what can happen and what will happen and what you can do to have some relief from symptoms. So I have, you know, while I took this 3 week break from doing the radio show, I had a few thoughts, and I just want to say before I begin that this show is really actually everything I do with Take Back Your Health. It's about chronic illness and learning how to live with it and learning how to live a healthy lifestyle that actually can reverse some of your symptoms and give you some relief from symptoms, because I'm not here to tell you that you can cure your disease. Other people will do that, and yes, I've seen it happen, but I'm not here to cure your disease or tell you how to do it. I'm here to connect you with the resources and the information that you need to change your lifestyle, to eat better, to see the therapists who are going to help you, to purchase the products that are helping you heal instead of destroying your health. I'm teaching you what I did to deal with chronic fatigue and chronic inflammation and pain, the kind of illness that stops your life in its tracks, that says, no, you can't finish college, you can't keep working at this job, you can't have this relationship, you can't do that because you're going to be sick right now. So with more and more of us developing chronic illness, this is a resource for us. It's a resource to learn what you can do to feel better, be happier, and have more energy so that you can continue with your life as you had hoped. All right. So before I dive into my story, real quick, I just wanted to remind everyone, I've been sending this out on my email list, which if you're not on it, you can sign up at the top of my website, clubtbyh.com. Club stands for Take Back Your Health, clubtbyh.com. And that's a website that you can join and you can get additional resources and perks if you're a member, but you can also go on there and read what I have to say every week and get my recipes and replays of this show. But at the top, you can sign up for my newsletter, and I've been sending out notices for upcoming events. I will be teaching a class on nutrition for Lyme disease in Reston, Virginia on September 13th, and I will also be teaching I'll be teaching the Take Back Your Health Protocol at the Take Back Your Health Conference, which is happening October 3rd through 4th in Arlington, Virginia. And that's a biannual event, happens every fall and spring. And the next one is coming up this October 3rd through 4th in Arlington, Virginia. And that website is takebackyourhealthconference.com. takebackyourhealthconference.com, and I'll be teaching there as well as about 10 other speakers, health experts, doctors, nutritionists who are helping people take back day. So anyways, go ahead and look that up online. And but for right now, I'm going to start just by telling you guys a little bit about the onset of my symptoms with Lyme disease and how it turned into almost 12 years before I got a formal diagnosis. So I guess I'm going to start from the beginning instead of from, I'm going to start from the very, very beginning instead of the beginning of the Lyme disease realization. So the very beginning, I was at summer camp in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. It was called Camp Horizons, and I was having a great time. I was 11 or 12 years old. It was the summer before seventh grade, and we were all excited about going into a new school, into middle school. And I went to summer camp for 2 weeks before that transition to middle school was going to happen. And I was in the middle of the woods in a cabin staying there, 10 other girls in my cabin, and many other cabins with hundreds of people at the camp. But I came in one day, one evening from the activities and went to bed and wasn't feeling that great. And when I woke up, I had a fever and I felt like I had the flu and I had a little bit of pink splotches on my skin. And so the camp called my parents and they, the three of us, the camp, my parents and I came to the conclusion that I had some sort of virus and it would clear up and I would continue camp and come home at the regular time. And so that's what happened. It did. The symptoms cleared up after a few days. I felt better and I continued with camp and then I came home. And then my family went on a beach vacation about a week or two later, our annual trip to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. And my sister and I and one of our good family friends, we were all swimming in the ocean one day, and when we came out, all of us had a little pink skin rash, and we thought it was sea lice. Sometimes that happens in the ocean. There you come out and you have a little rash, and I don't know if we've ever really identified what it was, but it's happened a few times over the years, so we thought it was completely normal. Mine looked a little bit different, though, but we just said, okay, whatever. And then as time went on, Dur and our friend, their rash went away and mine stayed. And slowly over the next few weeks, more symptoms continued to appear, including extreme fatigue. The fever came back up to 103, 104 at times. And I had a very severe rash. It was itching and stinging. I had, what else, sore throat and swollen lymph nodes. I had very bad dandruff. It was very strange. I had joint pain and inflammation. It was inflammatory rheumatoid arthritis, basically, in my joints. And so I was taken to the doctor, I think as soon as the fever started, we started going to all these doctors to figure out what it was. And was passed around. My primary care did the Lyme Western blot test, and it came back negative, as it often does. And then I was sent to an infectious disease doctor, and nothing was found. And from there, I was sent to Johns Hopkins, and I was diagnosed with Still's disease, which is another name for juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. At that time, it was called systemic juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. It affects your organs and your joints. And I was put on Zone, ibuprofen, and methotrexate. So it was, and I was sent to a rheumatologist, and I started my treatment for juvenile rheumatoid arthritis at that time. And from, you know, for the next 10 years, that's what we did. We treated it. And I will say that, you know, immediately we started eating better, eating organic, and I started juicing, and we did massage and acupuncture, And at some point in high school, I really started getting healthy with my food, and I started, you know, eliminating certain foods. And in college, I got even deeper into nutrition. And then actually at one point, my symptoms got so bad that I had to leave college and come home. I couldn't really finish coursework, and I couldn't make it to class. So the symptoms were coming and going over the years, enabling me to finish high school but not finish college. And then when I came home, I studied nutrition online and received a certification that way. I was able to do that from home. And so, anyways, a long, boring story there, but it gets interesting again when I started to get study nutrition at home. I came home from college and couldn't stop, you know, experimenting on myself and trying all these new things. There were herbs, there were foods, superfoods, there were different therapies and treatments and colonics and massages and different things I wanted to try. And I tried everything. I tried Reiki therapy, I tried saunas and heavy metal cleansing and everything. And so what I wanted to share was then when I finally learned that what was happening to me was actually Lyme disease, it was a combination of events. I was going to cooking classes, and I was meeting people near my home who were into natural health. And I was at one cooking class, and two women had Lyme disease, and they were telling me about their doctor and how great he was. And then I came home, and later on that week, our cat walked inside and had a deer tick on him, and it's always alarming when your pet brings a tick inside, whether you have Lyme disease or not. And then also I had been reading, and it was a book of testimonials for this detox cleanse book I was reading, and there were two stories about women with Lyme disease in it, and it was just all these coincidental things happening for in that week or two in particular. And the last thing that happened was I was online searching around and somehow came across something about Lyme disease, and I started researching because it was on my mind that week, and I started thinking about myself and my test that I had that came back negative. And I kept thinking, you know, I've always thought over the years that I have something in my body that my immune system is trying to get rid of. It's not normal for your immune system to be attacking your joints and your body so vigorously unless there's something there. I mean, I just didn't believe that my immune system wasn't working right. It's kind of stupid to think that. I mean, my body's perfect. My immune system is going to attack if there's something in there that it shouldn't be in there. And so I trusted my body, and I said, okay, well, I know that you're doing this because there's something in there that you don't want in there, and it's either a toxin or an infection. And so I had to figure out, you know, what approach I was going to take, and I thought that since the very beginning. And I started thinking about that again, and as I was reading about the Lyme disease, and I was going on, and I came across this page, and it was talking about the origin of where they first discovered Lyme disease in Lyme, Connecticut. And the reason it came into public awareness was there was two mothers that noticed that a lot of children in that town were being diagnosed with systemic juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And they investigated and did research, and they discovered this bacteria, and Lyme disease was thus named. And so here I was with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, knowing that there was an infection or a toxin in my body that my immune system did not want in there, and a negative Western blot Lyme test, but all these signs telling me that I needed to look at it again. Into where my mom was, and I talked to her about it, and we decided to go ahead and investigate and see what was going on. And so we found three doctors that we wanted to go get the test from. There was another test at that point for antibodies to find different bands of Lyme and its co-infections. And I got tested and came back that I was positive for Lyme and a few of the co-infections. And so we talked to one of the doctors who did the test and talked about our options. And then we took the test to another doctor along with all my history. We got another opinion. And then we took it to a third doctor and we got another opinion. And all three doctors agreed that I must have Lyme disease. So they looked at all of my symptoms together along with my tests and my history. And they looked at, you know, my hormones and everything. They did everything that they should have done. And three doctors said, well, it's kind of really looking like you have Lyme disease. So we got to go with that and we got to treat accordingly, because otherwise you're just going to keep going with the JRA treatment and it's not really working for you. So I knew that I had options, and I knew that the antibiotics were one option, and I knew that herbs were other options, and detoxification. I knew all the stuff you had to do, and I decided to go with herbal protocols at first, and along with diet that I had already gotten myself on a nutrition protocol that was helping with the inflammation. So I wanted to keep going with detoxing and doing herbs and see if that would help. And I found the Cowden protocol, and I found the Booner protocol for Lyme disease. And I started with the Booner herb protocol for Lyme disease. And this is a really interesting story. I actually want to tell you guys this because, anyway, it's kind of crazy. I've told it before. I tell it almost at every conference. And there's this herb that's part of the Booner protocol called Andrographis. And it's a Chinese herb. And I was taking it at the dosage that was recommended in the protocol. And after about 4 or 5 weeks on the protocol, I started to get sore throat and a fever. And then it kept going, though, and it started to get a little worse. And I didn't think that it could be the herbs that were doing that, so I kept going with it. And finally, I got so sick, I just stopped eating, I stopped drinking, and I stopped the herbs, obviously, and I was in bed. And I was so dehydrated, and I couldn't keep water down. I was throwing up. It was horrible. And my parents, I don't know, it felt like it felt like strep throat, but a really bad case of it. And I'd had that many times, so I wasn't really worried. So we went to the doctor who was treating me for Lyme disease at that point, but we didn't even make it to his office. We were going to get an IV infusion to hydrate me because I hadn't drinking in so long. I couldn't keep fluids down. So instead, we didn't make it to the doctor. I felt too weak, and we just said we were going to go to the emergency room instead. So we went, and they admitted me right away, and I had, like, really low blood pressure and really high fever, and they transferred me to another hospital nearby, and then I was in there. I was in the hospital. It turned out to be a six-week stay with about 2 days at home in between, and it turned out that I had a staph infection in my throat that was causing the fever and the sore throat and not allowing me to keep any food or water down. And later I learned that it was one of the herbs, Andrographis, that had caused my immune system to stop the function that killed the staph. Whatever my immune system was doing that keeps staph infection down. And it wasn't MRSA, it wasn't like the really resistant type of staph. It was just normal staph. They cultured it in the hospital. It was like really regular strain of staph infection. And so they were very confused as to why my immune system couldn't handle it. And when I went home finally, I was on, you know, the antibiotic PICC line and everything, and I had surgery to drain the fluid and out of the infection in my neck and everything. I was there at home on painkillers, and I was just starting to get back into my healthy routine after being in the hospital for so long, and I started the herb protocol again. And I left one thing out, actually, out of the that story, is that I also developed gingivitis at the same time that all those staph infection symptoms were happening, because my immune system wasn't able to fight off infection. So I had the staph infection plus gingivitis, and my gums fell off while I was in the hospital. And it was horrible. It was so, so horrible. All my roots and my teeth were exposed. And so my immune system really was not working. And I got home out of the hospital 6 weeks later, again with the PICC line in, and I was having to, get back into a healthy lifestyle and try to get my strength back up and eating right and taking my supplements. And I started the herbs again. And so I started to feel the itching in my gums again after a few weeks. And I felt, what was left in my gums, at least. Anyways, I thought, oh my God, that's what I felt before when the gingivitis first started. It was this severe itching. And I thought, oh my God, and my symptoms are starting of arthritis. You'll have to pardon me. I really want to share this with you because I think it's so, so important for those of you with Lyme disease who are experiencing arthritic symptoms as well. When you take antibiotics, you probably notice your joint pain decreases. And I don't know why that is, but it's just like something that is generally happens, that anecdotal evidence has shown that people with JRA or rheumatoid arthritis generally have a relief of their symptoms when they're on antibiotics. And same with Lyme disease. And so when I was on this herb, Andrographis, I was on the Buter protocol, my arthritis symptoms got better. But I also developed that infection, like I was telling you. I developed the staph infection and gingivitis. So what was happening was it was stopping my immune system from performing its job. So the result was I developed infections, but also my joint inflammation went down because my immune system wasn't attacking my joints as vigorously. So anyways, back to the point of that is that got home after I went off the herbs, I went into the hospital, I got treated, I came home, I was building up my healthy lifestyle again. I went, my joint pain had all but gone away while I was in the hospital because not only was I taking Andrographis, which was stopping my immune system from attacking my joints, but I was also on antibiotics, which also, it helps your body lower the infection so your immune system doesn't work as hard and there's less inflammation in your body. So that's what I was feeling when I got out of the hospital. I was feeling very good because my joints were feeling good and the inflammation was down. Then a few weeks later, when I was off the antibiotics, I was off the herbs, I was off everything, my pain started to increase. So I decided, okay, I need to get back into my healthy lifestyle. So I started to eat right again. Then I decided, okay, I need to start the herbs again. And so I started, and about 3-4 weeks later into it, my gums started itching again. That's where this comes in. And I thought, my God, that's exactly what it felt like before when the gingivitis started. And then my joints miraculously started to, the joint inflammation cleared up and I started to feel better. And I thought, oh my God, it's this herb, Andrographis, because that's the one that you start with on the protocol. You start with Andrographis, and then a few weeks later you add the other and the other. At least that's the way that I was reading to do it. And so I just thought, oh my God, it's this herb. I thought, how cool that it takes away my joint pain, but how crazy that is that really what put me in the hospital? Is that what caused all this infection? And I couldn't think of anything else because I wasn't taking any other medication. At the time, I wasn't taking any other medication, and I wasn't doing anything else strange. I was living my normal life. I wasn't in contact with, you know, like I said, it was a normal strain of staph. It wasn't a resistant strain. And so I discovered this crazy reaction that I had to this herb. Anyways, I tell you all that because I think it's an interesting story, and I think it sheds a lot of light on the nature of autoimmune disease and Lyme disease when they're together in one body. But anyway, so I moved on from the Brunner protocol, and I switched to the Cowden protocol, which is more gentle and more researched, and there's more anecdotal evidence of its reactions in the body. I loved that. It worked so well for me. I threw up the first day or two on it, but I got so much better within a few weeks. And then I moved on to heavy metal cleansing, detoxing. And for me, I had to start doing frequent low-dose chelation for heavy metals because that was the best option for my body. And you can Google about that. So I'm still working on that. I'm still working on candida infection. I'm still working on rebuilding my strength after years and years of not using my body as much as I should. And I'm still working on a lot of things. But for me, the herbs, the Cowden protocol, and nutrition and sleep have been the most healing for me, the most helpful. And so it's a long story, but here I am now, 15, 16 years after the onset of the disease, and I'm living on my own, I'm working for myself, and it feels very good to be able to be independent, and it feels really nice to be able to manage my disease. It's difficult, the willpower, but when you eat the nutrition that your body needs to fight infections, and when you give it the herbs and the nutrients it needs to kill infection and clean and healthy, it's really powerful, and you can overcome the symptoms. You can have more energy. You don't have to deal with the fatigue. You can sleep better. You can lose weight, and you can clear up rash and all sorts of crazy symptoms you get, skin rashes and splotches and eye problems, and it's just nutrition and herbs are very powerful. They have been for me and my clients, and anyway, so that's my story. That's what works for me. And let's see, there's a few other details I know I'm leaving out. This is strange to just go on this long story and come to an end so abruptly, but I know that you guys probably have questions, so if you do, you can leave a question below in the comments, and I'll try to answer them all. And but otherwise, please, if you're going to be in Northern Virginia in October, or even if you aren't, come and hear me teach about nutrition for chronic Lyme disease on September 13th, and come to the Take Back Your Health conference. I'll be going into more detail on everything that I do for myself and my clients to help us take back our health without conventional medicine or alongside of conventional medicine. So go to takebackyourhealthconference.com to get tickets for the conference. That's takebackyourhealthconference.com. And then go to robinshirley.com or chroniclymenutrition.com for more information. And hopefully we'll see you at an event soon. Thanks so much, everyone, for sticking with me and listening to the story. And I'll see you next week on Take Back Your Health Radio. Bye.